Well, Chris Evans, aka Captain America, thank you for chatting to me about Avengers Age of Ultron.
Sure.
I'm guessing it was a lot of fun getting back on set with everyone.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, you're either busy working on the film or promoting the film, or, you know, these kind of like year-round gigs, but it's great people to be involved with. So if you're going to be doing something that, you know, you're constantly immersed with, these are the people to do it with.
Actually, that's what Elizabeth said last night at the premiere to me. She was like, I don't mind doing all the boring stuff because I've got all these great people around me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a family. I mean, a lot of these actors have known each other a long time, even before these roles. So it's a great group of people to come to work with every day.
Now, you have a little party scene in the film. I was just wondering, what's a real Avengers party like? Were you all partying after the premiere last night?
Oh, yeah. There was a party scene going on last night. It kind of feels like it's still going on in my head. Ugh.
Oh, no.
It's early morning. They always put press after the premiere. That's such an awful thing to do. It's, like, sadistic.
Now, how was it meeting all your fans? I don't know who got the loudest cheer, either you or Robert Downey Jr. Do you sort of have competitions about who gets the biggest reaction?
I don't think so. People really want to build that up. That's always the number one question, if there's some sort of, like, competition. I mean, not at all. This is, you know, this is, it's a family. Really, we win together, we lose together. And so, you know, anytime anything good happens for anybody, we're all kind of in support of it.
So you're not there counting how many Captain America shields you can see?
Oh, well, I'm doing that, absolutely. Of course, that's a given.
Well, you see, Paul Bettany told me, because obviously he added Thor's cape to his costume in the film, but he said secretly he wants to take Captain America's shield.
Well, he's going to have to get in line.
It's not too hard to pick up, I'm guessing. Obviously, Scarlet was pregnant during filming. Did you all get quite protective of her?
Yeah, I suppose. She was so good at being pregnant. She was just so confident and happy and fearless and just really, really just, I've never seen someone just so positive. She was just, I guess I was anticipating more of a tricky dynamic. I'm sure that's an uncomfortable, you know, journey to go on at times, especially in that suit, running around trying to do stunts. But she came to work every day with a smile on her face, and she was just so positive.
Wow, so she didn't have all these sort of hormonal changes.
I mean, if she did, she didn't bleed on anybody, you know what I mean? She really kept it to herself and didn't kind of moan or complain in any way.
Now, obviously, I'm guessing you have to get quite fit for these films. Is it quite intense working out, like, before and after filming as well for you?
Yeah, you know, the preparation for the movies can be exhausting at times. You know, it takes a long, yeah, I'd say 2-3 months to get your body where it needs to be, just because it's not just trying to get big, it's just trying to get ready, because there's so much stunt work and, you know, you can pull a muscle so easily or just tweak something and that'll make shooting a nightmare. So, yeah, there's a lot of preparation. And then about 2 weeks before you wrap, you stop doing everything. And once you're done with the movie, I don't even think about the gym for months.
What's the go-to food that you have to celebrate not having to be on a strict diet then?
I mean, this sounds so awful to say. I really don't have to watch the diet too much. That's not one of the things that is the hardest part of the regimen. You know, it's more about going to the gym. Eating, you know, I can get away with stuff. I can cheat. It's just a matter of, for food, it's a matter of quantity. You just got to take in a lot of protein because you're trying to gain mass. So I don't really have any foods that I, you know, keep for myself during filming.
So there's no padding, it's all real muscles.
I think the new suit does have, you know, like the suit is, I mean, it's like 6 layers. It's like there's a canvas layer and there's like a rubber layer. And so, I mean, I guess it is, there are padded areas, yeah.
It must get really, really hot.
Yeah, it doesn't breathe. It does not breathe.
That's not very friendly of them. They could have thought that one through.
Yeah, they always say they're going to. It's like, don't worry, the next one's going to be better. And it just seems to get worse.
Now, I followed with great joy your Super Bowl superheroes sort of rivalry with Chris Pratt. Yeah. I was backing you because I do like the New England Patriots. Which children reacted better to which superhero when you sort of went in? And was it quite nice to go and give back to all those kids?
It was so great. That was such a fun thing. It was great in both cities. You know, there was a lot of positivity and saw a lot of kids with smiles on their faces. And I don't know. It was great. That was such a nice thing. I gotta try and find more bets to do with that guy.
Did that just happen totally organically? Was it just literally on Twitter that you just got that going?
Well, yeah, we started talking a little bit of smack just because we realized both of our teams were going to make it. And within the Twitter thing, you know, we kind of started throwing jabs, and then he shot me a text. I got to give it to him, really. He shot me a text and said, you know what we should do? We should turn this into a bet, and, you know, the loser should go to the other person's charity. I said, great, let's do it. Let's take it to Twitter.
Were you surprised by how sort of big it became and how people reacted to it?
Did it become big? It felt very, that's good.
I mean, I'm here and I was talking about it.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. I mean, anytime you can kind of raise awareness and shine a light on kids who need it, that's great.
And also, I mean, it's that Marvel crossover, isn't it? I mean, that is going to happen. He will be involved in this sort of world eventually, won't he? Or your world?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, the rumors imply. Also, I mean, there are lots of rumors, aren't there? There were lots of rumors that Spider-Man was going to make an appearance at the end of this film, but he didn't. Is he going to be in Captain America?
You know how Marvel operates. You can't give any answers away. Everything's lock and key and hush hush. You're going to have to find out.
We're just going to have to wait. But, you know, you are about to start filming for that. So are you sort of feeling prepared? Does doing all of this and getting back with the team sort of lead quite well into it?
Yeah, I suppose. You know, you kind of wrap your head around how people are receiving the characters and the journeys, and, you know, you can kind of refine where you want the characters to go in the film. So, yeah, it's just kind of, it's the warm-up, I suppose.
Does it feel like sort of pulling on the most comfy pair of trousers now, stepping into Captain America?
It's certainly someone, you know, that I feel comfortable playing. It's someone that I love to play, you know. So the initial jitters of trying to be received well have worked themselves out.
Now, I have a little question for you. And you may have been asked this before, but I couldn't find a confirmation. There's a board game called Mystery Date from the early... Is that you?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Now, you were Tyler...
Right.
And apparently Tyler liked to walk around cliffs and have bonfires.
Were those his likes? That's so ridiculous. It's so funny. Yeah, I was young. I was, you know, 14, 15. Something like that, yeah.
Was that how young you were?
Yeah.
Wow. So was that your sort of first taste of sort of fame and things?
No, well, I had always done, you know, I grew up in Boston, so I'd always done like little local, you know, commercials and little silly things just like that game. So yeah, I don't know where that fell in the resume, but I'm sure I'd done a few things prior to that as well.
So it's not one of your proudest moments of like, this is my first big success.
Nope, that was just a thing. Yeah, it's just a job.
So how would you ever take a girl on a cliff walk followed by bonfire?
Sounds dangerous. I don't know. Maybe we should start slower.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this guy sounds a little bit dodgy to me.
Yeah, Tyler's a wild guy.
Now, obviously... the fans last night, how nice was it to go out and sort of just meet them all?
It's great. Anytime you go to a city and there's that much of a warm reception and a warm welcome, you know you're doing something right. And yeah, that's why it's an honor to be a part of these movies, because they're not just reaching a lot of people. They're good movies. You know, you could be in a big blockbuster film, but it could be something you might not be proud of. And luckily, I'm really proud of these.
I mean, obviously, the last Avengers film was so incredibly successful. As actors, do you feel that pressure for it to be as good?
Not as much as Joss, not as much as Kevin Feige. You know, those guys have their work cut out for them. As an actor, you're one small piece of the puzzle, you know, and you try to do your job as best you can and hope that everyone else involved can get their ducks in a row. You know, it's not easy making good movies. If it were, there'd be a lot more of them. So it's a lot of creative people trying to come together to make one thing come to life. And that's the daunting task of the director, to make sure everyone's on the same page. So, you know, I guess there's some intimidation, but nowhere near what someone like Joss has to go through.
And as the Marvel world expands, I mean, I think it's something like 18 characters, if you include cameos, in this, something like that. If you add up all of them.
In the Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a mashup.
Can you, do you know their sort of stories? Do you know all the films? I mean, how easy is it for you to follow?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good. I mean, I like these movies anyway, even if I weren't a part of these films. These would be things that I would go to see in theaters. So yeah, I think I know the characters pretty well. Why, is there a quiz coming?
No, there's no quiz coming. No, I don't think you could quite do the quiz. No, I just meant, like, you know, it's obviously quite hard, and we get loads of more backstories in this film, which is really sort of nice for some of those characters that don't have the standalone films like you do. But I was just wondering if it's quite hard sort of for you to sort of, like, trace what's going on.
I suppose maybe at times, but again, these are characters I like, so it doesn't even feel like work trying to follow, you know, who comes from where and who ends up with who, and, you know, what the comic books plot lines have in store for us.
Obviously, some of the comic books do change. I mean, Thor's now a woman. Do you think that might happen long time in the films?
Thor becoming a woman?
Yeah.
Oh God, I don't know. It's up to Kevin Feige, isn't it? Luckily, I don't have to make those decisions.